At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Scott Vernon. And Scott, I know you're still president of the Livestock Publications Council at the moment, and our work at Cal Poly State University. You've had a board meeting here, so I think it's a good time at this annual meeting to talk about how things are going with LPC.
Okay. Well, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. Things are really pretty good. This last year, we conducted a SWOT analysis of the organization. We developed some strategic initiatives that we're focused on, and really this year spent a lot of time looking at how we can provide member services, member benefits for LPC members, and we're excited about that. Just this morning at an LPC at the board meeting, we allocate funds in our budget to support professional development of some of our younger members or newer members to attend conferences, professional development activities that they might not otherwise be able to afford, and we want to support and encourage that among our members. Also beyond that, our membership is growing. We continue to get new members every year. We're happy to be a part of the Ag Media Summit. And so as I finish up my presidency this week, I feel very confident, very comfortable that the organization's healthy financially and with our members, and we have some good strategic opportunities ahead of us as well.
Yeah. How about just anything else in terms of what the board discussed here? I know you outlined a kind of a broad area of things, but is there anything, especially as you look back at the last year as president, that you really feel good about what you've done
and are looking ahead to?
I think really it's the organization, that we really took a look at our organization again and say, are we on the right track, considering all the changes that we see in communications and in the industry itself? Are we staying relevant to our membership? Are we being sensitive to the changes in technology, the issues that our members are facing in terms of revenue streams for their publications, our service members who are serving clients in the livestock industry, making sure that we continue to be out there on the edge with those issues was a big part of what we've done this past year.
So do you think that some of that new technology in the communications area here, has it had a real impact on the membership?
I think as we look at social media, that's been an area that obviously, we've had waves. We had, Web 1.0 kind of initiative, and members struggle with that back in the day. Okay, we have to be present there. What do? How do we generate revenue from it? And now we're in this new wave of Web 2.0 with all the social media, and how do you wrap your mind around that? How do we generate income from that if it's possible? But I think what we see now is the ability to impact issues in livestock and in the industry because of social media and being able to get it out to a broader audience on issues that really impact our industry, particularly as we look at animal agriculture, because that's a leading issue today in a lot of arenas. And so our ability to communicate with members, our ability to communicate with consumers and customers, I think we've been able to do better with that.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott. We're here at Ag Media Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.